Yeah, thanks, guys. So I'm going to talk about SS Run Project, our deployable open run, our open source run solution. So it's going to be a talk about 4G and 5G, because I know that many of you still use 4G, although we usually focus these days on 5G. I'll start with talking about our repositories and the naming, as this causes a bit of confusion. And then I kind of split the talk, kind of 30% 4G and 70%, 80% maybe 5G, and primarily talking about our newest baby, so SS Run Project, which is a ORAN native CUDU implementation written from scratch, and then obviously also demo that here. So if you go to GitHub SS Run, these days you see two repositories. One is called SS Run 4G, and one is SS Run Project. And I kind of explain why we have those two projects here in a second. But let me ask a question. So who's interested and who's doing 4G in the audience here? Mostly interested in 4G? Great. And who's interested in 5G? Oh, okay. That's actually more. Nice. So a little bit of background and history. So when we started with that, actually 10 years ago, with libLTE, which was back then a pure C implementation of the LTE physical layer, that obviously was all 4G. And then the first application, the real application we had was the UE, so a 4G UE, back then still in a separate repository that we figured out would be better to actually join this when, by 2017, we created the eNodeB. So like SS LTE basically became the file layer, the UE, and the eNodeB, and all in the same repository. And later on, there was also an EPC added to that. And then, so to explain a little bit that gap that we had between 2018 and 2021, So we added a lot of new functions like carrier aggregation, eBMS, MIMO, and there's actually Forstem talks about this and they go into detail what we did there. But primarily what we did in this time was to harden the eNodeB and the UE application to make them deployable, to run them in real networks, and that's what we have today. So they're deployed in the field, running in hundreds of base stations on a daily basis. And then in 2021, we got very excited back then, of course, about 5G, and we implemented both for NSA and for SA based on the old or based on the existing SRS LTE 4G architecture and software architecture. We implemented for NSA a UE and an eNodeB or gNodeB, as well as for 5G SA. But then, I mean, that was all based on the 4G code base, and we were kind of in trouble because we still call it SRS LTE. So we kind of figured out, okay, what can we do there? If we call it SRS NR, that's going to be a problem at some stage with 6G. So we figured out, okay, let's call it SRS RAN. That made total sense back then, right? So we had back then, in the same repo, we had 4G UE and eNodeB, as well as 5G SA and 5G NSA UE and eNodeB. But what happened then was actually ORAN came into play, and everybody was getting excited about ORAN as a buzzword. What does it mean? It's kind of initiative by operators to open up the interfaces between the radio components. And the idea here is to avoid the de facto vendor lock-in that we have today. So when you build a network, you're buying all the components from a single vendor. And the idea here is really to use off-the-shelf hardware for the CU and the DU, which is basically your gNodeB, your base station, and put Linux software on it and run it and use open interface between those components as well as between the G9B hardware and the radio, so the RU side on the left side, left-hand side. And this is, in fact, something that 3GPP itself brought into, you know, brought into the game, because they are the ones who define the CU and the DUs, but others have provided a radio interface, so a frontal interface between the DU and the RU, which the Orange Alliance took and basically defined the open frontal interface, or an open frontal interface to talk to an RU. And then that's basically what it all is. And what we did back then was to, and having known and having implemented all of that 5G, all those 5G applications already in the old code base, and knowing the limitations of that code base, we kind of set aside and said, okay, wouldn't it be cool to actually start from scratch and get rid of all the legacy and rewrite everything? And that's what we did. So we sat down and rewrote everything, and the Ezra's RAN project, so as we call it today, is a completely new software architecture. So we had people really laying it out from the beginning on, with all the interfaces in there that the Orange Alliance specifies, and with all the thinking that went into that. For openness, for interoperability, for performance, all towards a really deployable open source radio platform, RAN platform. And that's what we did, and that's what today is Ezra's RAN project. And that was also back then when we decided, when we figured out, okay, or realized, okay, that's now a new project, and or that's now a new platform, and we need to give it a proper name and distinguish from like the old code base, which is still totally valid and totally functioning. So we kind of renamed the old SSRAN, which was not that old by then, only a year or two,